God help us. We spend billions on sports arenas, sports figures on television, which we pay another billion to pay their salary. And we got three-year-olds that are being molested. Are you talking about in the church, human trafficking in the church, Annie?
We are the army of God. We'll dare to discuss what most churches never will, and strive always to speak the truth in love. We are watchmen, warriors, victors. This is David Hebner Live.
The United States is again ranked number one in human trafficking. That's according to the State Department, not according to me. We are right up there with Mexico and the Philippines. Really good company there. Why? Because we're driving our own demand. And this doesn't come from me. This comes from the State Department, from the people that investigate this, from the people that are behind this. There's an amazing number of kids that are in sex trafficking today in America. And these kids, they're American born. 50 to 60% of them are coming out of, now listen to this, the foster care system. Really? The demand in the United States is so high that no one is going to other countries anymore to be serviced. They're staying right here in the United States. As a matter of fact, other people from other countries are coming to the United States as a hub. And this saddens me to say this, because it's like merchandise on a shelf. They have more demand for it than they do the merchandise. According to the U.S., I'm going to read this, according to the U.S. Department of Health, over 300 Americans' young population is considered at risk for sexual exploitation. It's estimated that over 200,000 incidents of human trafficking occur each year in the United States with children. God help us. We spend billions on sports arenas. We pay billions to watch these sports figures on television, which we pay another billion to pay their salary. We worship ball games on the weekends. We've got spend nonsense, the sex life of Asian ducks. We fund all these ridiculous programs, and we got three-year-olds that are being molested. Three-year-old children. Now listen to this. Corporate Alan Wilkett of Pasco County Sheriff's Office in Florida operates their local human trafficking force. We work with victims that are 3 years old and up, Bellows says. It breaks my heart. The average victim that we work with that's over 18 started being raped at 3 years old. And let me tell you something, Pastor. Listen to me. How dare you open your doors on Sunday morning? How dare you? And you don't bring this up every Sunday, and you don't ask for prayer. How dare you? And it goes the same for abortion. And I know there's pastors out there that do. I know you're out there. And God bless you. I love you, and I support you. But I know there's some listening to me right now that go, David, I don't want to get into that. Yeah, I'm going to lose some of my donors. I know you don't say that, but that's what you think. Let's be truthful. At least we can be honest. If you go to a church and you sit there and you do not hear your pastor bring up human trafficking, bring up child molestation, bring up abortion, murdering babies, if you do not at least hear him bring that up in prayer, you need to go up to the pastor and you need to ask him about it. As a matter of fact, I'm being convicted because I've gone to a church and that has not happened. Thank you very much. You see, Annie, I'm preaching to myself. Annie LaBear, she's my guest. She's amazing warrior for Christ. And I'm hope I get this right. She's been on the show before. I should get it right. But she was into prostitution for many, many years. But now she's a warrior for God. Not only has she gotten out of it, but she's reaching out to help other victims in it. Annie, you with me?
I'm here.
It's good to have you. Annie, what is the difference? Let me start with you first. How many years were you into prostitution?
Well, honestly, David, here's the deal. I entered the sex industry into prostitution on my own without a trafficker, but I was only in it about a year. And then the successive years after that, which is 16 off and on, 10 years total on a solid run, I was trafficked, sex trafficked. So no longer was it my own will, my own choice. Prostitution, that's what it is. It's the will and the desire to sell yourself to make money, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when someone is being forced, they're being tricked, they're being coerced, they're being threatened with their life, it is no longer a free will situation. Now you are a trafficking victim.
Okay, so let's define that, because that was going to be my second question. The difference between prostitution and human trafficking is prostitution is usually your own free will to prostitute. Human trafficking, yes, is when you're it's against your will.
And you can't get out. You can't leave. There's so many different factors that happen. You get your ID taken. You get isolated from your family. You get beat. You get threatened with your life, your children, if you have children, or your animals that you love. Or you get threatened with, a black hat ops, which is called blackmail, of the pictures that they've taken of you towards your family, whatever, to ruin and to cancel culture you from all social media, and not including just social media, social life in general. So naturally, a person that lives in fear, that doesn't have enough guts to leave, is going to cower and stay with the abusive traffickers, because now they have no choice.
So
just like the mafia.
In these last days, there will be perilous times. People will worship false gods, lying signs and wonders. Bibles will be taken out of schools. As the Antichrist arises, Christians will be persecuted. But now, God's people have awakened. David Heavener Investigates is proud to bring you End Times Investigations, a new DVD series containing over 8 hours of interviews, commentaries, and teaching on Illuminati and the New World Order, Satanism, miracles and healings, the Antichrist, and one world religion. David interviews some of the top experts in their field.
Hi, I'm David Heavener, and I'm proud to bring you this brand new DVD collection, End Times Investigations.
David reveals how the media is working hand in hand with the Antichrist system. Order now and receive this special DVD collection. Equip yourself and your family. Text bonus to 41444 or davidhevener.tv/order. Call toll free 844-806-0006. Text bonus to 41444 or davidhevener.tv/order. Call toll free 844-806-0006.
Annie, is this the way it usually goes, that the boyfriend becomes the trafficker?
It's pretty common. It's more, I would say, 50% to 75% have their boyfriend as their trafficker, or their girlfriend, because some girls are LGBTQ. So women will traffic them, vulnerable women. And so he was my boyfriend, David. And the first night that I worked, he beat me to a pulp and told me, "I'm your pimp, B. You break yourself and give me every dollar."
Annie, let me ask you this. Human trafficking, first of all, I think that we don't really understand what it is, okay? I do a little bit more because I research it and investigate it, but I think the normal person out there, in any given town, let's say, a million people plus, even a half a million plus, would you find that there's people being trafficked sexually that would live down the street, live next door? Are they in high schools? I mean, places that
anywhere. I mean, I could go to Walmart and point out traffickers, relationship between a trafficker and his trafficee, I should say, a victim. I could go to a workout place and see a pimp with his girl. I could go to it. Well, nightclubs are really obvious. Okay. Yeah. I could go to a casino right now and I could show you someone working that has a trafficker. So yeah. It is right down the street. It's sometimes your next door neighbor. It is such a, and especially Las Vegas, by the way, Las Vegas has the highest per capita of trafficking in the United States. In the United States, there was a study done by the Creighton University.
Wow.
On that page before it got shut down.
Yeah, you know,
we're the highest.
I can walk
to big cities.
I can walk through an airport because I've done so much research on it, Annie, and I can't guarantee it, but I can look at, I'll look at a girl and I'll look at the guy, and I can tell you that there's two things going on. Either she's being trafficked or she's in a very abusive relationship. Maybe both. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So here's another question I have that I think that we would like to ask you, and I know you'll answer honestly, okay? A lot of the listeners out there have children, they have daughters, they have granddaughters or grandchildren. What's the chances of them coming into contact with someone that will traffic them sexually? Number one. Number two is, what can they look out for in their children to see if they're either into prostitution underground or human, or if they're being trafficked?
So I want to just say this, and I don't want anyone to get shocked or go, oh my gosh, she's wrong. No, let me tell you, David, before they die, 100%, they will meet a trafficker. 100%.
Where?
They will come across a trafficker.
Wow.
And if you, okay, so here's what I was going to share with you guys today. How do we stop this? Number one, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, whoever it is, you need to have a relationship with them where you can talk to them about real things. You can tell them the truth, right? Have that good relationship. If you don't have that relationship, when you bring them the truth, they will not listen to you. Okay, number one. So everyone listening, write that down. Fix your relationships between your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your people that are in your life that you want to help if you feel like they're being threatened. And number two is this, you need to educate them. Once you fix that relationship and establish that good relationship with them, you need to educate them. There's something called the trafficking power and control wheel. Okay, if you Google it, it'll show you pictures of it. It's excellent. I actually have a picture right here. And when you see this, you're going to recognize it. It looks like this. Can you guys see this?
Yeah. Wow.
This wheel is such an excellent educational tool. Okay. It's a sex trafficking power and control wheel by Polaris Project. And this actually was based on the DB model power and control wheel from Duluth, Minnesota. And they changed it for trafficking and labor trafficking. And so if you can teach your small child what trafficking is, what exploitation is, the chances of them getting involved with a trafficker will decrease huge. I mean, we don't know the percentage that will happen, but education is key.
Yeah, absolutely.
You really need to teach them. I don't care. Okay, now, five's too young. No, if you have a child that's five, and they're on their iPad and they're getting messaged pictures or, you know, maybe they know how to spell one or two things. You know what? That person can establish a relationship with that child just like that behind your back.
And this isn't just girls, Annie. This is boys. Okay.
So I mean, there is a huge demand for little boys. It's disgusting, right?
Yeah, I know.
Not that girls isn't disgusting, but
This makes me want to throw this cup against the wall when I talk about this, but real quick, I need to ask you, then we have to take a break. When it comes to little boys or boys, men, are the buyers men or are the buyers women?
The majority, I hate to say this, the majority of them are men. And David, men in very prestigious positions and elite positions sometimes.
Yeah.
Many times, actually.
Yeah.
In different, I mean, you'd just be shocked at the things that I actually know.
Yeah.
If you said it on this call, we would both get in trouble.
I know.
But we just want to say that it's out there that, listen, we have such an insidious practice going on. By the way, it's been going on since the dawn of man and woman, right?
Yeah.
But right now is a great time for our entire world to wake up because of these smartphones. Mm-hmm. We can reach everybody with this message.
We can if they don't censor us. Annie, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be talking to Annie LeBert, ex-prostitute, now warrior for Jesus. We're going to talk about prostitution. Where is the church when it comes to prostitution and human trafficking? Or is human trafficking and prostitution in the church? We come back. Listen, we have the new End Times DVD. End Times Investigation. I have a lot of my friends on here, Lisa Haven, Michael Lake. I have Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Stephen Bancroft. I mean, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism, the demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy. Folks, let me tell you something. One day, what you're watching us on right now, it's called television, it's called social media, it's called the internet. They're going to turn that baby off. You need a hard asset. I text the word CHOSEN to 91999 or go to davidhebner.tv/order or call 844-806-0006.
You expose things that they don't talk about.
I'm just so grateful for the work that you have done. So thankful for everything that you're doing and fighting for us in Hollywood.
We're talking tonight to Annie LeBert. Annie has come out of the world of, selling her body, and she's given an amazing testimony. And we've talked about human trafficking. It's next door. We're talking about the reality of it. Your child's going to meet a human trafficker, 100%. Question is, what are they going to do with it? That depends on what you do with them. That depends on the conversation you have with them. Now, here's my other question for Annie. Where is the church? Why are they not stepping up to the plate when it comes to this sexual immorality, to these molesting of 3-year-old babies, to selling children? Where is the church? Or the question is it in the church? Annie, this is a sad subject for me, but we as Christians, and I'm talking about the fake church maybe, or maybe the church that's deceived. Where is the church when it comes to what we're talking about? Where are they?
You know, this is a battle because I've been doing this work for almost 17 years, David. And in the very beginning, do you know that it was so hard for me to find a church that would support us? And now we have a couple great churches in Nevada that do, and churches in different states. But let me tell you that I think I was a groundbreaker on this, because now there are more churches that are helping different organizations, not just ours, because we were the only one at the time, now than ever. But there still is so many more that are not, which that's pretty sad. And it's pretty disgusting that you would not support something that was in the Bible.
Yeah.
I'm going to get loud now because I'm going to get mad. Because now listen, you think about the Israelites coming out of Egypt, going across the desert for 40 years. And what is the first city they attacked and sacked and took over? Jericho. And what was the first family they rescued? It was a house of ill repute. Rahab became righteous that day. You know, they say that she married Salmon, which was one of the spies, which their baby was who? Boaz. So guess what? She's in a hall of faith. That's the perfect model for the church to come and rest. I mean, not only her did they rescue, they took her whole family with them and sanctified her in the Jewish faith.
Yeah. But Annie, why don't they? What do you think is the key reason? A lot of people listen.
It's fear. Fear, number one. But fear of the unknown. Fear. Okay. So on the woman's side, fear that we're going to come in there and take all y'all husbands.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And that's really sad. I've heard women come up to me and repent to me. I was fearing that my husband was going to look at you when you preached because you're so beautiful. And, you know, I was thinking he might think. So, yeah, that was one thing. The other is this. And this is the saddest part I ever want to share, is the fact that because possibly there are buyers sitting in the seats, and sometimes, not all the time, once in a while, there are pastors that have fallen. We all heard of the famous Jimmy Swaggart. Okay. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean,
yeah.
Some pastors are so overworked.
Yeah.
And stressed out that, or they become so famous and so well paid, they become like these elite gods, just like our, don't even let me mention the rest of the people that I know.
Right.
They become above the law and they start purchasing humans to satisfy wow. themselves.
Now, you're not talking about just prostitution. Are you talking about in the church, human trafficking in the church, Annie? Is
yes. Now, I'll give you one example. One of my churches, probably about a decade ago, we were going to, I had several different girls and they were living at the Destiny House with us. And I don't want to call them girls. They were teenagers and in their 20s. They were younger. And we would come into the church and we would sit down and the girls would say to me, can we sit over there? And I'm like, why? What's wrong? That guy right there. And they would point them out. He used to purchase me. I mean, David, how are these women safe? You bring them into the church and the man that's been purchasing them is sitting there getting crap.
Wow.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. But dude, can you repent of what you've been doing and apologize to her and give us a donation?
Yeah, of course. Annie, what about the wife of the man sitting in church that, quote, is a buyer? Does the wife usually know when a husband is caught up in the world of prostitution or human trafficking or porno, you know,
yes.
sexual? Do they know it?
Oh, they have a lot of clues. And we've had women call us. I've had ladies call me that were married crying. Annie, can you please pray for me? I just confronted my husband. I got on his laptop. He's on a porn site. He went and bought an escort. I found the credit card. He bought an escort, you know, a month ago. And it's the same girl. He bought her twice. And I think he's a trick. And what do I do? I mean, what do you tell someone like that?
Right. What do you? I mean, is it the fault of the woman that she's not pretty enough or maybe she didn't stay in shape or no, I'm asking you. What is it, Annie?
The thing is that the man is the leader of the house.
Yeah.
If there's a communication error, he should have a communication is the key in the breakdown of a relationship, a relationship that they lived together all these years and now they're best friends, roommates, and now they fight well.
Right.
And then all of a sudden that sexual part of their relationship breaks down into nothing. And now each spouse is looking on the other side of the fence, wondering if it's better. And I'm not saying that just the man's always guilty. Sometimes it's her. Sometimes there's women that get into porn as well. Did you know that porn problems are 40 to 50% of women?
Wow.
That they're addicted to porn now. And the men are a lot higher than that, but they're coming into fruition now. So, and honestly, women will buy victims of trafficking as well that are with their husbands because they're being obedient to their husband. Their husband wants to order someone and they just think, well, I mean, I just have to be submissive. Let me just do what he wants. I'll make him happy. And here come, I mean, listen, this happens. It's very real.
Do order that. Do you want fries with that is what you're saying? Okay. I'll carry it a step further. I think it's demons. Do you believe that prostitutes and obviously pimps and obviously buyers and obviously
trafficking
victims. Is this a demonic? Do you feel like there's a lot of demonic possession in this?
Two new books. The first one is End Times Investigation. I deal with Hollywood mind control. I deal with demon portals, the alien demon connection, astral projection, program multiples, satanic ritual abuse, and much, much more. Just text the word CHOSEN to 91999, or you can simply call 844-806-0006.
Is this a demonic? Do you feel like there's a lot of demonic possession in this? Possession.
There has been, and I do believe in my case, there is, because I was a believer, some people will get so mad when I say this, because I invited Jesus into my heart when I was very little.
Yeah.
And I never denounced him, David, even though I sinned greatly, he was greatly in my soul. And the thing is I was covered by the blood. However, it did not excuse what I was doing, willfully doing against him. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
So when we're willfully sinning, we become very, very desensitized. And now sin has that trap and that snare that pulls us deeper in the quicksand of now we're going to be abused by the sin. And this is where a person can become a victim of trafficking, a victim of Satan, a victim of the demons, where now you have to create different personalities and alter egos to walk into a room to sell yourself because you're so disgusted with yourself. And that's where the demonic oppression comes in, where if you sleep with that many different people for money, there's a transference of spirits.
Oh, yeah. Bible talks about that.
There's a transference. It says in the Bible that when two become one, they become one.
Right.
So just because it's not marriage doesn't mean it's not happening, right?
What do you think it means to sin against your own body? Scripture talks about the sin of sex, I'm paraphrasing, is a sin against your own body. I mean, it doesn't say food's a sin against your own body. It doesn't even say alcohol or drugs. Why do you think anti-sex is a sin against your own body?
I think, you know, even though food would produce shame, because sometimes I'll eat too much and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I had too much chocolate candy or something.
Right.
But the sexual sin is, there's so much more attached to it.
Yeah.
Because the shame lasts longer than anything else. The feeling of being dirty inside, not just your soul, but even if you have God's spirit in you, that's even dirtied up now too. But that's impossible, right? That's impossible because God's spirit can never be dirty. But you think, because the demonic will talk to you and say, you're dirty.
As time goes on, scripture talks about in these last days, God will turn people over to their, I'm paraphrasing, to their reprobate. Insanity, to their reprobate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you believe that the end times, I'm talking about the one world religion, not the real church. Do you believe that they'll actually bring sexuality, human trafficking into the church as a form of worship, that could be it? And at this point, it's gone into even the higher ups. In other words, is it going to grow amongst the wicked?
Yes. And in fact, it's already here. And I won't say Christianity as much as another form of Christianity that's not really Christianity. It's other religions, like you said, mixed together, the coexist thing. It's been going on.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the names, but y'all know that they've been having rituals for years.
With what you're playing in The Last Evangelist, I think it really paints a picture of where we're headed. I think some of the stuff that you portray in that particular series is absolutely some of the stuff we're going to see in the near future.
All right. If you're interested in getting involved in Last Evangelist, our new TV series, go to lastevangelist.com. You can sign the newsletter. You can even donate. And we do need your help. We have things you can do. You can donate, get t-shirts, hats, and go to lastevangelist.com or text the word evangelist to 41444, or you can make that call to 844-806-0006. We cling to the one that is greater in us than the one who's greater in the world. We are the winners. We're the overcomers. We're the conquerors. I love you. I appreciate you. And just remember, you've never really lived until you found something, somebody worth dying for.